We're going to take a tour through our usual sequence, but focus in on hip openers and twists. So I know, good news for everybody. We'll start in Supta Baddha Konasana. So lying down, soles of your feet together, knees out to the sides. Bring your hands into your center line. Let your eyes fall gently closed. Give yourself a few moments to breathe and to know your breathing. And on your next exhale, empty out. Feel the pit of your belly draw in. Get as much breath out as you can. And when you think you're done, try for a little more. And inhaling, you let bring knees in toward center. Then into your chest. And with an exhale, give them a good hug in. And the same idea, press the breath out and like just a little more than you took in. Good. Take your arms out to the sides and knees side to side in belly twisting pose. Just keep it pretty light right now. So just letting the hips rock side to side. The next time your knees are over to the left, just gonna roll all the way over there onto your left side and make any adjustments you need to so that you're laying on side of your hip, side of your shoulder, arms extended out from the shoulders for book opening twist. So now the hips are gonna stay put and upper body's gonna open with an inhale and then return on the exhale. So making sure this action's coming from center. Right? The way to do that, focus on shoulder blade action, focus on your chest opening toward the ceiling. Right? The arm is certainly part of it, but it's just going to come along with the opening of the chest. So you can just think of like the shoulder being kind of stable, steady, it's not moving. The chest is opening and the arm is going along. One more, and you're going to stay open. Press both shoulder blades down to the mat. That might mean that your hips come a little offline. That's fine. Let the hips slide back into center. Feet to the mat. You're going to pick up your hips, slide them back to the center line. Pick up your upper body and just let it align with your hips. And we got feet up off the floor, knees side to side in belly twisting pose. Here, shoulder blades are anchoring down to the floor. Hips are rocking side to side. It's early days, so doesn't have to be the most range of motion you're going to get here. Next time you're over to the right, you're going to stay. And then roll on to your right side, roll all the way over and make any adjustments you need so you're on the outside of your shoulder or the side of your shoulder. How do you want to say that? Side of your hip. Take your arms out and then opening on your inhale and exhale to close that up again. You guys continue on with that. Just realize that it's absolute chaos for the microphone, and as much as I love this, I'm going to sit up and not bring chaos to your life. Good. Really good. Move from center so you feel the rib cage is getting full rotation open across the mat and then stacking the shoulders again. Another thing to look for here is keeping your hips stacked. Top one's going to want to roll back into the twist. Have one more round where you keep it just precise. And as you open up next time, you'll let both shoulder blades get heavy to the floor. That may bring the hips offline. Totally cool. Let the hips slide slowly back into center. And again, you'll press your feet to the floor, lift your hips, and set them down at center. Bring the upper body into that. And then bringing knees to chest, give them a good hug in. One knee in each hand. And spin them out, disco knees. Good. Bringing that back into center. You're going to take the sole of your left foot to the floor. Take your right leg straight up in the air. Catch behind the right hamstring. Give a little hug in. Point and flex of the foot. Make some circles there. And a strong flex. Cross the right foot to the outside of the left thigh. Left leg comes in. You can catch hold or not as you like. Breathe here, recline pigeon or figure four stretch. Undo that right foot to the floor, extend left leg up, catch behind the hamstring, and we'll point and flex at the ankle. We'll roll the foot around. Strong flex of the foot, heel toward the ceiling. Keep that. Cross the left foot to the outside of the right thigh. Bring legs in and your choice on what to do with the arms. Let your face soften, your jaw soften. Send your breath to anything you're feeling in the stretch itself. So, outer hip, side of the leg, sometimes the hamstrings. Notice what you're feeling, where you're feeling it. And notice what a good, slow, deep breath does to that. Then we'll unwind, bring knees to chest, nose to knees. Make your way up to seated and around to downward facing dog. Pause here and bring your awareness to your hands. Spread them out. You got the L shape of each hand where thumb and first finger are. Drive that down and forward, paying particular attention to where the thumb and the first finger are meeting the hand, those knuckles there. Take a peek at your feet. Have them parallel. For most of us, we'll have a foot that wants to turn in or turn out. We'll have feet that want to roll on edges. You're going to get your feet level and well placed. Ball the big toe and ball the baby toe on the floor. Maybe the heel's on the floor, maybe not. If the heel's not on the floor, there's an intentional kind of drop of the heel, but it's not important that it ever gets to the floor. And if it does get to the floor, you still have a tr like an intentional drop of the heel, right? If your feet do get heels to mat, you might try stepping the feet l further back. Give yourself a little more room to have elongation. Breath in. And when you breathe out, look forward to your hands walk forward. We'll take ragdoll. Wrap your arms around one another or lace them behind your back. Third option, arms between the chest and thighs. And then get still in the pose. So the outer pose becomes a strong frame. You're pressing your feet down and out into the mat. Draw your abdominals in, let your head drop. And then the inside of the pose is really working here. So that work of the feet moving down and out, work of the abdominals drawing in, right? That creates the stability for then breath to move in and out. You can almost get the rise and fall of the torso with the breath, or maybe you are getting the rise and fall of the torso with the breath. Right? And we'll notice that as we sustain postures. Don't like to say hold them because we don't want to feel like we're or holding breath or holding tight. But as you sustain a pose, there's going to be a strong frame element. Here's the legs. And there's going to be this dynamic kind of movement with your breath that happens just because you're breathing, right? We want both of those things. But we really don't want a lot of extraneous motion. Sometimes you need to readjust for sure. Do that when you need to. Then you're thinking about creating that strong frame and steady breath. And release your hands to the mat. You're gonna walk your feet together. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. Mountain pose. Squeeze your legs, squeeze your arms, reach as far as you go. Like every time we get to mountain pose, it's as far and as much as you can reach. And then hands to heart center and pause. Breath in. Breath out. Sun A, inhale, reach up. And exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lily hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands, low push up, press the floor. Breathe all the way out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lily hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold, hug in. We're gonna sit the hips as low as we can. Inhale, lift your chest, then reach your arms, Utkatasana. Bow forward and move into a crescent lunge, Sun B. Inhale, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. We inhale, right leg back and up behind. Exhale, bend the knee, draw it into your chest, rock forward and step. Press into both feet. Hips sit low, heart reaches high. Crescent, then hands in and down. Step back. High to low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Empty, then left leg up and back behind. Exhale, knee into your chest. Big step forward. Press into your feet, hips are low, heart high, reach long. And hands in and down. Step back, high to low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Pause here, breathe in, reach down through your arms into the thumb and first finger knuckle. Breathe out, check with the feet, parallel, grounded through the ball of the foot, toes could lift up. Next inhale, we're gonna take the right leg back and up behind. Bend the knee, Fold it to your chest. Rock forward. You are trying to touch it to the elbow. You're not giving up on yourself there. You're just going as far as you can. Step. Then reach up. Crescent. Hands to heart center. We're going to twist. Bring the left elbow toward the outside of the right thigh. Then open your arms and back leg tight and straight. You may find you need to send the back foot back a little more. Just wiggle it back a little bit. Inch it back. Draw your heart forward and up. We're breathing here for three. Two. Breath in. This next exhale, back foot's going to go flat. You're going to come up and around warrior two. Feet onto one track, sit low. Side angle pose. Right arm inside the front leg. Have the elbow straight and parallel the shin bone with the arm so that you're not tempted to lean on that elbow. Press the back foot down. The left hip is lifting as you send the right knee forward. There's this dynamic action of left hip going back, right hip going forward. You're not going to pull yourself apart. But there's a little bit of that action. Breathe in, reach long, and then look to your mat. Plant your hand, step back, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg back and up behind. Reach low. Bend your knee. Fold your knee to your chest. Rock forward. Goal is the elbow. You don't have to get all the way there, but you work until you're sure you're the furthest place you can go. Reach up. Crescent. With the exhale, hands to heart, rotate. Right elbow outside left thigh. Wiggle the back foot back. Squeeze your back leg. Draw your heart up. Rotate. Arms are open. The right arm anywhere on the elbow to wrist is good. Breath in, heart up and forward. Tighten the back leg. When you exhale, back heel down. Come around warrior two. Make sure you don't lift too much in transition. Or if you do lift, you sit back into it. Side angle pose. Left arm inside the front leg. We'll go with straight arm, paralleling the shin. Back foot presses down, squeeze the back leg. The right hip is lifted. If we're a little more flexible, it'll tend to sag in. Tighten the back leg. Send the front knee forward. One more breath in from back foot through hand reach. And then look to your mat, plant your hand, step back, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Empty. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold down and in, hug to your legs. On your inhale, reach up, mountain pose. Eagle, wrap your right arm underneath and your right leg over top. Breathe three, two, next inhale, unwind the top leg, step it back. We got crescent lunge. You may need to walk the left foot over to the left a bit, lift the elbow point. Then unwind the arms, reach. When you exhale, hands to heart and the mat, low lunge. But we're going to shift the hips up and back into a pyramid. And if you need to adjust the length of the stance, go for it. Back heel could be up, back heel could be planted, foot at the diagonal. Totally up to you. Front foot could be flat, front foot could be on its heel, pulling the toes back toward the shin. Breathe here, let your upper body release over the front leg, or more to the point, inside the front leg, slightly inside, so that your spine is one line from hips to head down the center of the pose. Breath in. Breath out, rock forward into that low lunge. When you breathe in, you're going to step up, Top of the mat, you're taking a halfway lift. And then bow forward. Breathe in, reach up. Mountain pose. Breathe out. Eagle left arm underneath. And left leg over top. Lift your elbow points, press the forearms forward. We're getting an opening of the upper back. Breathe there. Unwind the top leg. Step it back. The crescent lunge, eagle arms. Lift the elbow points. Then unwind, reach through the arms. Hands in. Down to the mat in a low lunge. We're going to straighten the front leg. Pyramid. And again, you may want to spin the back foot flat. You could keep the heel up. And pull the front foot up off the floor. We're digging the heel in. And flexing the foot to elongate the back of the leg. And on an inhale, rock forward, low lunge, and step the back foot up. Half lift. And bow. Breathe all the way out. Good. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. Mountain pose, squeeze your legs, reach long, as much as you can extend. Exhale, fold forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands all the way to the floor. Step back, press the floor away as you lower down. Squeeze your arms and legs, lift. Locust pose. Breathe in and breathe out. See if you can bring the feet together, the inner edge of the big toes together. Inner edge of the heels together. Back of the legs lift. If you like, bring the hands together. Squeeze the shoulder blades even more in toward the center of your back. Press the knuckles back. And then slow release down. And then take hands underneath elbows. Press up, hands and knees, tuck your toes. Downward facing dog. Good. When look through the hands, walk or lightly hop to seated. Stop with the feet flat on the floor, toes pointing straight ahead, so feet are about hip distance apart, parallel. Heels on the same line, everything looks good there. Catch hold of your shins, lift your spine up and in. We're going to extend the left arm up, like you got a burning question you got to get answered. And then bring that elbow across the right thigh, right hand's going to go behind you. And now the arm is placed, the leg is going to work. Press the leg out into the arm. Use the arm to stop the knee from actually moving out to the right. The twist is happening because of this work of the hip, right? That's pressing the leg out, and then the resistance of the arm. Go ahead and take your gaze to your right knee and just ensure that the knee is staying in line with the foot. It's not getting pushed in. But also, if you developed like so much outer hip strength that it's not also taking a little vacation over to the right. So knee is aligned directly with the foot. There's a deep twist going on at center. And then unwind, come on back to center. Hold tight to your shins. Sit up tall again. Right, that's where you're going to find the you have abdominals and back muscles fully engaged. That's what we're looking for here. Right arm's going to go way up. You're going to elongate the right side. Then we're going to cut the elbow across the left leg. Left hand's going back behind. Shoulders are away from the neck, so you don't have to pull them down hard, but they're not making you kind of anxious there. Then the knee, the leg is going to press out into the arm. That's developing outer hip strength. But also activating so that we get a deeper twist. The right leg, it's not passive over there. You're pressing the right foot down, keeping a steady, frame there for both legs, really. And then you can look to the left knee. Just be sure it's not getting pushed in by the arm, but it's not kind of overtaking the arm and moving out either. Your breath in and breath out here. You do have to keep activating the left leg. It won't just stay there. There's no kind of a set it and forget it with any pose, really. We're gonna undo this, coming back to center. Hands to shins, pull up tall. Then hands beside you, keep pulling up tall. Press your hands down, and maybe your arms are enough to get your hips off the floor. Maybe like me, a T-Rex arm, they don't quite get your hips off the floor. Right. You're gonna press your hands down. You're gonna lift your hips as much as you can. Slide them back until both legs are out in front of you for Paschimottanasana. And then, for most of us, majority of human beings, when we extend the legs out straight in front, it causes the spine to round. It's not a problem, and it may or may not have to do with your flexibility. But if you feel like you are behind your sitting bones, or you feel like your rib cage is going back like mine is now, this action's going on. Simple. Effective, bend your knees. Once again, hands beside the hips. We're all going to lift the hips and we're all going to tilt ourselves to the front of the sitting bone. So, whatever you needed to do to get yourself slightly angled in front of the sitting bones is the right thing to do. However much bend you need in your knees, however much you need to send your hips back, do those things. The fold here is at your hip. Okay, so, this, take your hands to your hip crease and you're just thinking folding like a sheet of paper. So, folding at the hip. Thighs and chest may come together in this one. If yours doesn't, you could two things you could do. One, you cannot worry about it. Well, definitely don't worry about it, no matter what. But you could just leave that here, or you could bend your knees more until chest and thighs get together. But once you've gone as far as you're going to go with that fold, right? So first the origami part. It's a sharp fold at the hip. Then the release of the upper body. Now the bend part. Now the release. What's going on at the hip, right, is not really a release, right? What's going on from the rib cage up through the brain, that's the release. Breath in. Breath all the way out. And you come up to seated and slide your hips towards your heels. Grab a block, come down onto your back for hips on a block or shoulder stand, whichever makes you feel groovy. At this point, since we're in a morning practice, if you want to take an inversion, it's a little Moorish. It's a good time to do it. But if you are preferring a really relaxing, tranquil pose, right, definitely choose the body position that gives you that. Slowly gonna bend your knees, bring the soles of your feet to the mat. Press your feet down and lift your hips. So a light bridge there. And then slowly release down to the mat. Take a moment when you arrive. Notice how you feel. And if your body's ready to move to Shavasana as is, do that. And if you need a few finishing poses or stretches, feel free. And when you're ready, you rest. Feel
That's
ready to
all for
move
today,
again.
y'all. Thanks so much for joining us.
Finger.
We'd love to see you in
and
the studio or on Zoom. If you'd like to join us for live classes, check out our website, 3dogyoga.com, for more information.
Your right side.
Until then, make it a great day.
Make your way up to seated. Take a moment to ground yourself here, to feel the connection with the floor. And to lift up through your heart, up through your brain. There's a physical structure there. You have the strong frame of your body. Feel your breath move in and out. And we'll draw hands together at heart center. And thumbs to forehead center. That was super, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Awesome. Well done. Thank you so much. Have a great day. See you soon.